Whenever I set up justgoodstuff.ie, I would have been absolutely lost at sea without Shopify. Starting your own business or product can be completely overwhelming. When I discovered Shopify, it made my life so much easier. With Shopify, it's not just websites like justgoodstuff.ie. They're also the platform behind millions and millions of businesses around the world, from household names to other brands just getting started. Shopify has so many AI tools. They can even enhance your product photography. You can easily create email and social media campaigns wherever your customers are scrolling. It's got world-class expertise in everything from managing inventory to international shipping. It can process returns. It's super, super simple. So basically, turn your big business idea into... with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your 1 euro per month trial and start selling today at shopify.ie. Go to shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie. It's time to see what you can accomplish with Shopify by your side. Welcome to, I don't even know what number episode of Live Loon this is. I also just want to go to bed. It's too late to be recording. I've never recorded a podcast this late. I'm literally in my jammies. I don't have time for, well, I do. Evidently, I do have time for this because I've made time for this. I'm sort of just annoyed at this point and exhausted and exasperated and pissed off. It's like if you've spent 3 hours doing... looking for something to buy in a clothes shop and you get up to the cash register and you're just hot and sweaty and you want to get out of there and you feel grotesque and it takes an inordinate amount of time for them to ring you through the cash register and then they enter this, they swivel around a dirty old iPad and they go, you please enter, can you enter your email in for there please? And you go, what? Just enter your email in. And it's got a slower response rate than your nana after a stiff brandy. Do you know what I mean? And your smudgy fingers are just, it's the worst thing in the world.
It is absolutely, that is so spot on. It is.
And then you start wanting to be aggressive, incidentally, like my nana after a stiff brandy. Do you know what I mean?
But yeah, very good.
It's just, so here we are. We've received another voice note. Sorry, do you know what? I lie. We've actually received two voice notes. I received one over the weekend, which it was just more of the same. And I think, to be honest, she was just coursing the whole idea of she wanted to keep riding the wave and whatnot of the last couple of weeks. Mm. However, to bring people up to speed, as many of you will know, or most of you will know who are listening, we launched a GoFundMe a couple of days ago for one random couple, okay? As a response to all of this madness, we thought it would be hilarious to like set up a GoFundMe for the listeners of the Weekly Roast, and one lucky listener, basically, who's getting married this year or next, we thought it'd be hilarious to just get a wedding fund, give it to them, and like, you know, make someone's special day all the more special by hopefully making a significant dent into their costs. Obviously, all of this is off the back of the whole car fiasco.
Sure. I think it's important to caveat as well. You or I gained nothing from it. It was kind of a fun gesture as a response to what we felt was a pretty entitled couple.
Exactly. And also, it was a sort of... it was my way of responding to a situation without literally spelling out how I felt around a certain situation. Exactly. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
So... The GoFundMe has been up for a couple of days, all is grand, and lo, about an hour ago on Tuesday evening, or Thursday evening rather, receive a message from our friend, the bride. Also, I have her on WhatsApp, which is just now enraging because she has my number, so it's just, we should have let you deal with that, but anyway... it is what it is. We are where we are. And she has taken what can only be described as intense umbrage with the whole process of the GoFundMe. But mystifyingly, the most mystifying of all of this is that she not only has a problem with me now because she thinks that I am the same as her, she also has a serious beef with anybody who is participating in the GoFundMe, because as far as she is concerned, that is somehow winning the argument for her and has proved that you, and I quote, are all the same as her.
It's outrageous.
I mean, there are genuinely very few things that I just don't even have a reply for, such as the magnitude of the frustration in which they, you know, they evoke. But this is one of them. And I mean this wholeheartedly now. I will never be, I don't think I'm, I know you're getting married in 2 weeks, mate. I'm not speaking about a wedding on this podcast for like another decade. This is genuinely it now. There's no more wedding content whatsoever. Normal business shall resume as of next week because...
Very much agreed.
This for me is the nail in the proverb. This is the nail in the coffin. The guy fake or the bride faking her fiance's death yesterday wasn't even the nail in the coffin. This is the nail in the coffin. I feel like, okay, yes, we're sharing it because it's popular interest and people really want to hear her opinion. But I am also, to be brutally honest, like I am genuinely just amazed that there are people out there who A, think like this and B, others who agree with her. That's the most astonishing to me of all thing. Like in the last few days, particularly since we released the guest's voice note last week, I'm still receiving messages from people just being like, you people are all snowflakes, over the top, dramatic, blah blah blah, there's no real problem. Again, that's a conversation that we've already had.
Yeah,
so we don't need to revisit it as such, but I just don't, yeah, I don't understand how there are people whose brains function in the way that these brains are, that are resulting in them forming decisions wherein they believe that this, all of this behavior is okay or acceptable. I sound like, I mean, the most stereotypical middle-aged, middle-class, white, straight male comedian of all time. The world has gone mad, but the world has genuinely gone mad. And I know that her fiance or her groom is my age, but I do think that this is like, when I say it's a cultural thing, I don't mean culture in terms of race, religion, creed or anything like that. I mean more culture in terms of the content that you consume online is clearly having a massive effect on how people are maturing in life and also the people that are around you. But like, we know that is the most important thing. So this all comes back to my number one point. I think this is about how somebody was reared. I'm just going to play the voice note now. This is very much the last bit of airtime I am ever giving her, okay? This can be her swan song. Read them and weep. She can enjoy this moment, but this is all I am ever giving her going forward. And I wish her all the best in the future for her wedding. And I hope it's everything and more. But unfortunately, no, we will not be taking down the GoFundMe. The GoFundMe will be continuing. I will be announcing a winner, or we're going to do whatever, however we figure that out. We'll do that maybe later next week. I think we're on like nearly $2,000 now. So maybe once we hit $3,000, we will we'll get a big check and we will hopefully make the dreams of we will make the dreams of some Irish couple come true. But for the moment, yeah, it brings me genuinely very little joy to press play on this voice note, but here we go. And also, for those of you who are trying to dox her, don't do that. No, we have manipulated her voice within an inch of its life to make sure that she remains anonymous. You don't need to go on a witch hunt, and there's nothing to gain from that. And yes, of course, she has given me the permission to publish her voice note, just in case anybody out there, as often seems to be the case, decides to get sanctimonious and says, do you know what? I haven't listened to one of those podcasts, but I think you should do this. That seems to be the case. You can tell that it's late in the day. I'm cranky and...
Let's get on. Come on.
Let's get on with it. Ready? On Eva.
I have been sent loads of messages about this giveaway for other weddings. Sam, it's a charity for brides. I don't think you're right in the head. Neither of those crabbed women coming to pure shite under your last episode. Realise that what you're doing is the same thing, and you've just proven my point. Stop for a wee second and think about it. There's nothing different here than my wedding. Bunch of hypocrites, jealous of other people doing well. I've changed our request from the car to various costs, just so there's no confusion and to make it easier for guests. Have those women under your podcast no shame. They were so hateful with me, but once they see an opportunity, they grab it when somebody else is willing to cough up their beating down the door. Are they that bothered for a grand? I just want you to know, Mark, that I won't be taking lessons in wedding etiquette from people begging for freebies on podcasts and making shows of themselves on the internet. I can walk away happy knowing I'm not the one who looks great. So just remember this. This has not caused an iota of bother for me or my wedding.
Oh my fucking God.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, like, I mean, do you want me to start? Like,
we are not on the same planet here.
So we are apparently the same. We're not doing anything different as a result of setting up this GoFundMe, because it proves that we are the same as her. I don't understand that. But then she also says that all of the crabbed women posting shite under the last episode have just proved her point. How in any way have they just proved her point?
It's just, it beggars belief. She is so far from the objective truth of what we're doing and what she has opted to do.
We are totally divorced from reality here with this. I find it honestly staggering. Stop for a wee second and think, what do you mean? Think about what? All of this is only happening as a response to your behaviour. This is somebody who is genuinely, like, making a choice, and that choice is, I am going to ignore reality. I have decided on what I would like the truth to be, and that's it. And that is the bottom line. No matter, I will not let reality alter my opinion on the way things should be. Whenever I set up justgoodstuff.ie, I would have been absolutely lost at sea without Shopify. Starting your own business or product can be completely overwhelming. When I discovered Shopify, it made my life so much easier. With Shopify, it's not just websites like justgoodstuff.ie. They're also the platform behind millions and millions of businesses around the world, from household names to other brands just getting started. Shopify has so many AI tools. They can even enhance your product photography. You can easily create email and social media campaigns wherever your customers are scrolling. It's got world-class expertise in everything from managing inventory to international shipping. It can process returns. It's super, super simple. So basically, turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your €1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.ie. Go to shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie. It's time to see what you can accomplish with Shopify by your side.
And not only that, but I'm going to apply my fake reality onto your reality.
She's having a go at all these women. Oh, so we've gone from men to women. So I thought originally 2 weeks ago or last week, my podcast was apparently only listened to by cranky old men.
Of course.
Yeah. Whereas now it's crabbed women. So basically just decimate every gender is done, right? So now, and these women have no shame, saying that they were so hateful to her. But then as soon as they see an opportunity, they grab it when somebody else is willing to cough up. So if we're following that line of thinking, then she's admitting to asking her guests to cough up. And again, that she saw an opportunity. Thus, we are correct in our original summation, which is that it is an exercise in greed. It's an exercise in just wanting a material good and viewing your friends and family as a ticket, as a fucking, excuse me, a line item. Do you know what I mean?
I completely agree. I actually love these full circle moments when you have people who are so argumentative, they end up pivoting on their original.
She's actually making, she is making our arguments for her or for us. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. She's actually arguing against herself now and saying that the women were so hateful with her. No, hold on a second here. You were hateful and you got on to me to come on to the podcast with a voice note. So like, do you know what I mean? This isn't, there hasn't been some sort of like Jonathan Proctor-esque crucible written by Arthur Miller, whose daughter is married to Daniel Day-Lewis, fun fact.
Oh,
but you know what I mean? Day-Lewis obviously played Johnny Proctor in the... Anyway,
interesting.
This isn't the Salem Witch Trials and you're Abigail, you know, burning at the stake. A lot of crucible knowledge here had been dropped.
Yeah,
but like,
we're really going for
it. Do you know what I mean? This is something that you have provided to us. People have criticized your way of thinking. again, I have to restrain the language, restrain myself from truly expressing how I really feel. But people have, at best we could say, people have criticised the way that you have approached this wedding, which you have gone public about. They have also called into question your, shall I say, emotional attachment to the occasion, considering sure. the never-ending references to my wedding. Yeah, we've heard her again saying my wedding again. Like, I really don't understand. You know, she goes on to say, oh, I won't be taking wedding lessons. What?
I have no...
Or etiquette lessons or something. What planet is this person on?
But there's this... There's a stark contrast between someone who wants to do this with their wedding. Weddings have objectively, when it comes to gifting, have become a bit more transactional. There's, you know, a slightly higher expectation of getting gifts, and cash gifts are the norm. But just own that. You don't need to shame other people or to try and convince other people that they're wrong.
But also, can we just, like, be very clear for a second? The reason why we're doing the weekly roast wedding fund, the GoFundMe, this is like a community, quote unquote, project, you know, a community backed project wherein we're doing it to have a laugh at basically at the expense of your greed, because most of us think that it was really, really shocking that you wanted your guests to give money for a car 3 months in advance. Obviously, the story grew legs. Obviously, you know, you came back to us, then your groom sent us a fairly resolute voice note
sure.
in which he seemed utterly preoccupied with boasting about his success of these beauty businesses that his family have, that all of this is, we are so far away from what this originally was. I don't know. And I just find it mental that you could be taking this as like, you're having the last laugh. Firstly, it's so antagonistic. The approach to the majority is just so antagonistic. The GoFundMe is a good thing. Objectively, it's a good thing. People are throwing in a fiver or something for some random couple that they will likely never meet just to have a nice wedding day. It's like a fun thing to do. We're having a bit of a laugh. It doesn't cost people a lot. Someone's going to get a couple of grand out of it. It's going to be a bit of crack. This is all as a direct response to what people believe to be your, I suppose, desire just for material stuff more so than emotion, and like a day that is built on love.
Totally. It's so far from the root cause that I actually think, not that she has now gotten what she has wanted, but we haven't spent a lot of time talking about, you know, the idea of asking for gifts before you send wedding invites out. We're more nearly, we're now trying to defend ourselves for trying to do something nice or positive. And actually, that's probably what she wants. We are so far from reality. We are so far from the initial talking points.
Sorry, I won't be taking etiquette lessons from people looking for freebies on podcasts. That genuinely makes my legs go weak with rage.
Completely.
People aren't looking for free... You are looking for freebies from your guests. Nobody has been looking for a freebie on my podcast.
This idea that, like, no one else is showing entitlement here. And actually, we're seeing far more people give than sign up for, you know, as a potential wedding couple.
Well, actually, to be honest, that isn't true.
Okay.
So many more people have entered, dirty bastards. People are entering left, getting hundreds of entries an hour, but we only have like 200 or 300 people donating. So there is an imbalance there. But that's a conversation. That's admin. That's a conversation for a different day. Look, I don't know. I think I'm going to let her off. As I said, I will put my house, life, wife, everything on it. I am very happy with my reasoning behind this, and I do not need to make any defense for the GoFundMe or for the way in which people are responding to this. I believe, on this occasion, which is quite rare for me, the sort of never-ending, sort of relentless, contrarian, you know, I am on the side of the majority here, and I'm happy and feel safe to be on the side of the majority in which we believe that this is just... It's... Good luck, basically. Just good luck. If this is your approach to life, may it serve you well. It's not the way that I look at life, and the GoFundMe will remain, and we will be giving it to a couple in Ireland. And of course, it goes without saying, but no, you nor your groom can enter. There will be an entry non grata if you do try and get in. But I do wish you well, and it's okay that we have different opinions. That's what life is all about. We're allowed to have polarizing and very, very opposite outlooks and still treat each other with, you know, will I say, mostly respect. There was a couple of other ratty sentences in your voice note that I cut out just for the sake of getting this signed off on. Fair. But there you go. You're obviously riled up by the GoFundMe. Yeah, the GoFundMe will stay, and I wish you all the best.
Yeah. No, yeah. We are putting this to bed, Mark.
Yeah, that's it now. I'm never talking about a wedding again, guys. If you enjoy the show, thank you so much. Donate to the couple's GoFundMe below. We're going to choose, we'll raffle a winner, whatever, we'll figure out how to do that. But don't worry, we'll document everything, full transparency. And thank you all for joining us on this journey. It's been something else. If you've enjoyed the podcast, do us a favour, click follow wherever you get your podcasts. I'm on Instagram at Megan Mark. Michael's on at Michael O'Malley. And we will see you next week for normal business again. But good God. Just good God. Hug your loved ones. Hug
any grass.
Just remind yourselves that life is very short, and fucking cars 3 months in a... No, it's just... No. It's too late for this. I need to go to bed.
Let's do it.
Okay. Good night. God bless. Bye-bye.